what we've created here is it's not just like a spicy TikTok. This is like a high powered tech discoverability engine for the adult space, right?
Welcome back to On the Horizon. This is Melrose Michaels. I am your host, and I'm here to share what's worked for me in building my adult creator business to try to make building yours just a little bit easier. Let's get into today's episode.
Today is a special space because we get the opportunity to have a candid conversation regarding the casual connections the Slushy platform is fostering within the creator community. As most of you listening know, Slushy is a sponsor for Sex Work CEO and have made a huge impact on the creator landscape. You've likely seen their YouTube videos that we've put out about how to use the platform and grow your adult business with it, but there is a lot more to Slushy than meets the eye, and today you're going to get the full story. Let me introduce today's guest. We have Paige Amaze from Slushy. So Paige stumbled into modeling accidentally and made the pivotal decision to build and monetize her platform, marking the beginning of a very interesting journey. Originally from Florida and a devoted single mother, she transitioned from a corporate role in the business development world within the mental health and substance abuse healthcare industry to leading initiatives in digital marketing and creator support. During her shift into the entertainment space, Paige focused significantly on stigma and challenges both professionally and personally, with little to no support. This challenging period inspired her to launch a coaching business aimed at navigating these obstacles and dedicating herself to aiding other creators from the other side of the industry. With over a decade of experience in marketing, operations, and coaching, she has overcome personal and professional hurdles to establish a significant personal brand and gain recognition in prestigious publications. Currently, Paige lends her expertise to Slushy, focusing on their marketing and creator success programs. She's passionate about online data privacy and security and empowering creators through both technological and professional and personal development. Additionally, Paige is gearing up to launch a fun podcast to share her journey and insights, offering a personal look to some of the crazy experiences she's had in business and invaluable advice for those who are eager to make their mark on the digital domain. Thank you so much, Paige, for joining us, and Slushy for joining us today. I appreciate you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the nice intro. We're really happy to be here today.
Yeah, I love this. So obviously, Slushy is a household name around these parts, not just due to their sponsorship for Sex Work CEO, but just, you know, my own experience on the platform, the things I really love about the platform, and also the videos we've done surrounding education on the platform. I am curious, like, with your journey, how did you end up on Slushy?
It's actually an interesting story. So I first found them probably almost a year ago. And it was really a different vibe, especially on social media at that point. We've done a lot of really great meme style content where we're injecting our creators and there's all kinds of little quotes. And I post a lot of that on my personal account and it kept coming up in my algorithm. And to be honest, it took me a minute to even realize that it was a platform just because it was very heavy with that branding. And eventually, I think I saw a link or something, and I was curious because I pretty much tried every platform that either of us could probably think of. And yeah, it's always like, okay, can I find something new that's going to be actually useful for me? And I popped in there. I got approved, or I think they invited me, actually. And I got approved, and I got into the site. And I'll be completely honest, I was very confused at the beginning. I couldn't figure out a lot of the settings. I couldn't understand, like, what I was looking at. And that's really to speak to learning a new platform, period. And I have a lot of experience and spent a lot of time in the Web3 community and learning blockchain technology. So it's definitely not because I just couldn't figure it out. There's just so many different features and it's set up so differently than any other type of content creator marketplace that I've personally used. And because I work at a really high level and I'm working across multiple sites, I kind of got a little bit frustrated and just kind of put it on the back burner. And then I was working at another platform, actually on the back end, doing some digital marketing and social media stuff. And Slushy, the name just kept coming up. And I was asked to kind of take a second look at it, see what I thought, like from a creator's perspective. So I dug in and did almost like a full audit, like signing up again as a creator, looking at it from like a user's perspective. And the feedback I was giving, to the people that asked me to do so, was really that, okay, there's some really powerful tech here. I don't know how to use it yet, if I'm being honest, but there's definitely something here. The branding was super strong. I love the UI, the way that the website is designed. It's very pretty and it's very in line with what I try to create with having a cohesive look and making sure that I'm sticking to what I like and things that are modern. And Slushy has really nailed that piece. But again, I still couldn't understand what was going on there. So eventually I ended up reaching out to the marketing team and having a conversation with the founders and kind of gave them my feedback from doing that initial audit and said, "Hey, I love your product. I love what you guys are doing. And like the messaging that I'm seeing so far is really in alignment with what I believe in and seems to it says that it's going to solve some of these pain points that I'm finding as a creator on other sites. Like, how can I get involved?" We started having some conversations, and my role has truly changed, like as the weeks go by, because there's a lot to do, and we are a small team, and the product is developing very quickly. The brand is growing very quickly. So that's kind of how I landed here.
I love that. It's such a cool and unique story. And I think something that you touched on too that I really don't think people realize about Slushy is like it is early days. They are a small team and they're evolving very rapidly. And I think as a creator, that's something that's really exciting to be a part of. Like we don't get that opportunity a lot of the time. Usually we're jumping on a product that's already developed, that already exists. We heard about it from someone else using it. We're hopeful that it's going to be the one that really solves our pain points and our challenges. And then we get on and, sometimes it is that and it's aligned and sometimes it's not, but you're very rarely able to go on the journey while the product is evolving. So like this is kind of a unique opportunity. It almost feels like getting in ground floor at something like Facebook for me. And that's why like I was so excited to get involved with Slushy. It was like I feel like I'm a big part of crafting what it's going to become. And I think the CEO squad and our audience as well, who, saw the videos, onboarded early days, they're already over there. I know that they're earning money because I can see it in like our referrals and stuff. So it's like, it's very exciting to be a part of something from what feels like almost day one. Like, I know it's not their day one. They've been at this a while. Something like Slush doesn't get created overnight by any means. But it does. It feels like you're in on something on the ground floor almost.
Yeah, it really does. And I share that excitement with you. It's been really fun, to be honest. And I have to regularly remind myself to take a breath and cool my jets because I do get so excited. And these guys really are working at a very high level, very busy, like very much boots on the ground. I've worked at other platforms on the back end, and I've been a creator on pretty much every site imaginable. Like I said, I have never seen devs that are located in the US, in Canada, are meeting every single morning and they're pushing updates out based on creator feedback and input, like not just my input, but any girl that comes or man that comes onto the site and is noticing, hey, like I can't figure this piece out. Or, hey, I would love to see this kind of feature. They actually take that feedback and we're not waiting for months to see implementation. I sit in those meetings with the developers every morning at 9:30, and I'm watching the updates roll out on a weekly and monthly basis, which is super, super exciting. And it is relative to like the Facebook thing and being there at the beginning. It really does feel like that for me, and I'm very passionate about what I do. And it's really cool to have finally felt like I kind of have the place now where I can, definitely be heard, have my voice in the mix. But these guys are brilliant. The founders are very smart guys. They're great developers. They're great businessmen. And I've been learning a lot just working underneath them and asking all of the questions. So it's been a really exciting experience for me.
No, I can relate to that. It sounds like we have a very similar journeys in our background as well, because obviously I was a huge performer on a different platform and then their ambassador. And then I was working internally for the company, got tons of great experience there, got my feet wet in a lot of different roles, and provided them feedback in similar ways. And now I've worked, bounced around for a couple different companies internally, but kind of focusing just on my businesses at the moment. But the same thing is evident, like that feedback loop of when you give feedback as a creator and when the dev team can actually implement it, that is usually a really long time. And it's not for lack of trying, but it's typically for a lack of either communication or the dev team isn't local, or it's there's a thousand other tickets ahead of you. There's many reasons, but I would agree, like Slushy implements feedback very quickly and they take it very seriously. Like it feels like they prioritize creator feedback above other things, because even similar to your story, like I came on, I did an audit for Slushy, I gave my 2 cents about what I would like to see, what I feel like it's missing, what it could use, at least for the way I structure my business as an adult creator. And it was very shortly after all those things were there, and that's exciting because it feels like it almost kind of fosters that continued feeling of you're a part of something and you're a part of its evolution and its success story and being early days on the ground floor. So I think we share those kind of experiences a little bit, and it's nice to know that I'm not the only one experiencing them, because for me, with Sector CEO as a brand and being an educator as well, it's like a lot of the times I'll come in and I'll give feedback and it's taken because of the authority I've been able to build in the space. But when I hear that other creators have given feedback or submitted their what they would like from a platform, that doesn't usually get weighted almost the same way as the info or feedback I'm providing. But especially like I also haven't seen that. Like I know creators will tweet us like, "Hey, I was on a call with the CEO. Hey, I was going through their onboarding and I got stuck and I messaged support and they were super good about hopping on a call and helping me." Like those things are very rare these days. So like to
Oh
have a
my gosh.
platform doing that is huge, huge.
It's incredible. And just so we're clear, I did not mention this part of the story, and it's actually very funny. When I pitched them that whole audit and everything that, here's my suggestions and what I'd love to see and what how I think I can help. I came to them cold. They weren't looking for me at all. I kind of pushed my way in the door here. And they were like, "Well, we really like everything you're saying, and we agree with this and that, and we want to get you involved here. What would you think about taking like or taking on some of the customer support stuff? Because you're not wrong. Like David, who is the CEO, and Fred, who is the CTO, those are our founders. They are also designing the website. They are developing the product. They are literally boots on the ground all day long. And those are the people that are answering your phone calls. So I've never seen anything like that before. I was really impressed. So when they asked me to do that, not to be a diva, but it's definitely outside of my skill set. But I really love this brand and I loved what I was seeing and wanted to know more. And I figured, you know what? I can definitely do that. So let me give it a shot. And I respected so much the fact that they were the ones taking the time to listen to creators, listen to users, to answer support tickets, to handle complaints. So I was happy to help in and jump in at that level to relieve them of some of it. But I think it was my first day. I believe Fred, who's our chief technical officer, he literally was training me for 5 or 10 minutes. He's like, "Oh, I just got a message. We're actually bringing on other support people from elsewhere, and we're gonna kind of just let you run free and do what you do here." And that was so exciting to me and really funny the way that it shook out, but it gave me a lot of creative freedom. And what I found here is, and this is like for all creators that are using the site, like as you dig into the product and get familiar with how the site works, there's so that whole like freedom of expression that every single brand tries to position themselves with, like, "Oh, you can be what you want and do what you want." But we also have all of these crazy guidelines where if you're falling outside of that or moving in a way on another site that we don't agree with, you're out of here. Slushy doesn't operate that way at all. Like instead of punishing a creator who's, trying to funnel traffic to another site because they haven't necessarily figured out how to use the platform yet, we're not going to ban them. I'm going to reach out to them individually and say, like, "Hey, like, what's going on that it's not working for you here? How can we help support you?" And we do a lot of different things, like even as offering in-app advertisements, which I haven't seen personally, and they actually work. And we're actually providing data and insights so that you can track how that ad is working. Not like Instagram analytics where you'll see your quote reach, where it's really a lot of smoke and mirrors, not just on social media, but on any other content creator marketplace.
Yeah, no, 100%. I did, one of our videos was a test ad on Slushy, and the return on investment was phenomenal. And I like that you mentioned that too, is like, you're not punishing creators for driving traffic elsewhere until they get their footing. Cause the reality is, like, there is a big elephant in the room of someone who's cornered this market for us, right? They wear blue and we're all familiar with them, but Slushy has a literal ad campaign where you can run traffic to that platform if that's the way you choose. And who knows if that'll last, if that'll stay in that way. But I have a feeling, even if you give a platform to creators where you allow them to run their business however they want to run it, you're probably positioned to win in the long run regardless. And I'm sure Slushy's aware of that, and that's the game plan. Because if you give creators the agency, you know, to do things as they wish and to learn as they go and to offer support as they learn as they go, you're just positioned to have them call you home in the long run, because they're not going to get those needs met most other places, which is sad, but it's the reality right now of the landscape.
No, it's true. And like you said earlier with the gatekeeping, like, we don't do that either. And we want to, if we have a creator on the platform, listen, if it was my business and I know that I have a large macro sized creator that is using other services, rather than trying to wrangle somebody that's been with the OG, I'm going to provide them solutions to help them build elsewhere. Because the more that somebody is a creator is building their own personal brand, growing off of our platform, that's going to trickle down and feed the platform and their position on Slushy as well. It's just silly to try to block and limit and hold somebody to one site and be super crazy about agents and managers and all these little things that are going on behind the scenes in the industry that, like, nobody wants to talk about. Like you said, the elephant in the room. Of course, we have limitations. We have guidelines, right? But every creator is unique, and we really try to stick to that. So that's where somebody like myself or anybody else on the creator success or onboarding team will take a look at that message or that move where somebody's trying to, you know, divert traffic off platform, and like, why it's happening. And we kind of assess each situation uniquely and address them the best that we can. It's been exhausting for me working for other places and being on other platforms, dealing with all the same stuff that we all struggle with visibility, discoverability. But that whole, like, this is for women by women, this is like by creators for creators messaging that, again, every platform seems to adopt. I personally have not seen the real follow through anywhere else the way that I've seen it here. It's just they're very, very attentive to what the feedback is. Our Discord community is very lively. Lots going on in there. There's always really great feedback, though, and suggestions and ideas. And there's a lot of community. And it was frustrating for me when I was elsewhere, you know, and also, like, on a personal level as a creator, I felt really stuck in a lot of ways. I felt like stigmas that were attached to some of these other companies, all of a sudden I'm taking full ownership of them just because I am using that site to earn a living. Yeah. And that's a tough spot to be in, you know, and I was constantly fiercely advocating for myself and for other creators, but it just wound up feeling like everything was in an echo chamber. Like, there was no actual resolve, or yeah, 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 or you're right, or that's a great idea, but then there's no movement afterwards. And it's been really, just to be transparent, I've only been at Slushy for a little over 2 months now. And the change that's already been adopted and how much they've actually heard me and, like, value my input. And listen, I'm not always right. I'm going to have an opinion that might not be the best for the site in some scenarios. And that's okay. I'm not married to any of my ideas. But it's really cool to have a team that's working this hard that is super, like, genuinely supportive of what creators are trying to do here.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And I've shared so many of those same experiences. So it's one, reassuring and validating to be like, oh, I'm not crazy. This happens to others. But at the same time, like, I totally have walked in your shoes where especially with the company with Sex Work CEO, and where we have these sponsors who we vet super thoroughly, and we only co-sign, you know, these companies that really walk the walk. And when we feel like that's not happening anymore, we're happy to part ways. Like, we're very comfortable leaving money on the table because, quite frankly, like, I'm still funding to a large degree Sex Work CEO off of my OnlyFans with my revenue as a creator, because I want the ability to decline sponsorships and not be, you know, on the hook or turned into some mouthpiece and things like that. So when we do like work with somebody, it really, it means something, and we're happy to walk away if it ever stops meaning anything. And Slushy has been one of those ones where we're just fucking stoked about, and they give a lot of creative freedom, like you mentioned, and we're excited to be doing some really cool stuff coming up with them that's, you know, we have never done before. So we're stoked for those opportunities too. But I want to kind of pivot here and talk about what I think most of the creators listening to this space kind of associate with Slushy, right? So like, Slushy's kind of become synonymous with an adult TikTok. And I think that's very clear when you're even a creator using the platform. It looks like that, it feels like that to a big degree. But I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit to those things for the creators who aren't as familiar.
Yeah, I can. I can. Because like I said, that was my initial confusion when I first got in. Like, the concept itself is fantastic. Of course, everybody wants that. I think anybody who's been working in this space as a creator and has had a TikTok account has had the experience of posts being removed or being banned. I think I've been deplatformed from TikTok 3 or 4 times. And at this point, it's just not worth my energy, especially with what's been going on with all of the changes that are happening potentially. I don't have the bandwidth for it. It's not for me. So the concept was interesting. But, you know, I mentioned I've done a lot of coaching and mentoring with creators, with helping them build their own brands and grow and figure out how to monetize, et cetera. And a lot of them reached out to me organically, like, and even just my friends who are not in the space but consume this type of content. Let's be real. Everybody loves sex. It's just a way of life. So, and are saying, what is Slushy? What is that? And the biggest feedback I'm constantly getting is, I don't get it. Is it, it's just like an adult, like a spicy TikTok. And it's the same thought that I had. And it's because all of these features are pretty advanced. And the site has evolved a lot, especially since I first signed up. That was, I went and looked through my own account to figure out like the timeline here. That was June of last year that I signed up. That's almost a year from now. So you can imagine like how much it's changed since. And when I got back in, I was like, okay, I can tell that there's a lot more going on here than just like a quote spicy TikTok. Yeah. How do I figure these features out? And it's been a really interesting process. And that's where a lot of that auditing and feedback has come in. And the team is literally working around the clock. We're getting ready to launch a lot of different updates in what we're calling version 2. So the site's going to be laid out pretty differently. We're going to keep, obviously, the feed, because the feed works very well. What we've created here is, it's not just like a spicy TikTok. I guess the best way to kind of put it is that this is like a like a high powered tech discoverability engine for the adult space, right? So the technology is, we're able to match users specifically to a creator based on their preference. And the algorithm picks that up by how people are engaging with the content, right? And it's user specific. And it's creating this environment where we can make, quote, perfect matches and enable people to find the right creator or right user that's a good fit for them. So the conversation then at that point is ideally, and what I'm finding as I'm working through the site, it's more of like a real connection, like a casual connection and conversation, but there's a monetization feature in there, you know? So there's a lot of things to dig into as far as what the tech has to offer. But I think the most important thing is that this is, it's not just a spicy TikTok, and we are kind of moving away from that messaging as we move towards version 2 here, because we want to highlight all of the different things that creators and users are able to do on the site that really does set us apart from other places.
If you're enjoying this podcast episode so far, please take one moment to share it with another one of your adult content creator friends. because you know what the rule is here. We do not gatekeep, and we want to make as many adult creators' businesses as easy as possible. And you sharing this episode with them might do exactly that. Thanks so much in advance.
And it's funny too, because from a business standpoint, especially coming, like Slushy is tech, it's technology at the end of the day, all these platforms are. But when you're rolling out tech, you first release your MVP, which is your minimum viable product. And that's the use case the audience you're trying to connect with is most likely to use and see results from and thrive from. So it makes sense that almost this TikTok-like product was what emerged in the landscape, because that's what was happening. I mean, TikTok blew up. That kind of algorithmic syncing of a user to the content they want to see became very important. And, you know, Slushy has mastered that. But also, it's going to continue to evolve. And the things that we're seeing it evolve into is almost like a sort of commerce platform or marketplace. And I don't hear our premium platforms, our premium media, social media platforms referred to often as marketplaces or commerce. And I think that seeing Slushy sort of make that shift is what's so exciting for me, because it really then is unlike anything else. And when you have something that stands alone and holds its own and has the discoverability, which is, you know, creators' biggest main pain point is traffic and getting discovered by potential fans and users. When he solves that and you've incorporated a marketplace, everything looks different. So, like, I'm wondering if you could speak to that a little bit, because I find that to be what I'm most excited about right now with Slushy.
Yeah, it is really cool, because it's essentially like when you think of like content creator marketplace, you're going to think of like those big OG, you know, platforms, subscription based platforms that have been here for a long time. And the functionality and the features that we have are all of those, but like, for lack of better words, on crack. Literally. And when I'm giving them feedback and like any creator feedback that we get in the Discord, and like you said, with the quick implementation and they're actually rolling things out, one of the really cool things here is that they're not afraid to try things. Whereas there's so many stigmas in this business with the like gray areas of, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, or that's not right because this site doesn't do it or that site does it a different way. We don't operate like that. We do what we think creators and users want. That is obviously ethical and within the guidelines. And we test things. And if they don't work, we pull them back. But that's how you learn. And that's how you're going to meet what an audience actually wants. An audience meaning creators, what a user wants, what a customer wants. Because it's important that we're obviously catering to both sides of the coin there. So I think what's really interesting is as they are starting to change the site, essentially, with really even the design, like how the site is set up, what a profile or a landing page is going to look like, what functions you can use, what buttons are going to be available on your profile that signal to users different forms of ways for you to monetize communication with them. All of that is rolling out with V2. We're really focused on, I mean, our merch line is amazing. And I know it sounds really stupid, but I mean, I wear the sweatpants more often than I would like to admit, because they're so and they're really comfortable, and it's all like really high quality stuff. And we're looking for different ways to inject ways for creators themselves to monetize either with their own merch, working our merch into the site, different gifting and wish list services, a lot of the stuff that you, I'm sure you've been in some of the other like Discord communities and hear like all the wild requests and why can't I do this? Why can't I do that, with other ways to monetize and basically sell digital items or what have you. We're open to all of that, and we're actively working to inject that. And a lot of our sales and marketing department has some really, really strong and exciting connections with all kinds of brands and different advertisers. And we're going to be rolling that out too, where we're going to partner with creators through Slushy to help them build their brand and boost their visibility with things that aren't just necessarily adult either, because we're all multifaceted people, let's be real. And trying to keep somebody boxed into this idea of like what it should be. I mean, you think of content creator now, that term, and like immediately like Pornhub or whatever it is, ding, 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 mm-hmm. like that's the box that you're in. And what I have found, and this is my personal opinion and why I kicked the door down here and wanted to get involved so badly, is they're really creating something that is unique. I'm not embarrassed to shake somebody's hand and say that I work for Slushy. Not to say that I would be necessarily embarrassed with other places, but I did feel very much boxed in a lot of sites because they had their own stigma that was attached to them. You know, so not only do I have this fresh place to kind of get a new start that's not a tarnished name, respectfully, but also they're rolling out all of these things where I can do kind of what I'm doing on my own with my own merch store and monetizing in different ways off platform. You know, they're rolling it all into one so I don't have to worry about crossing the lines. They're making it much easier for creators.
100%. I was actually going to ask you about your merch because you have it incorporated in your Twitter profile. And I was like, I want to know how you did that.
Yeah. If you go into, if you have a professional account and if you go into your like edit profile, there's a spotlight feature and you can go in there. If you do have like an actual shop where you have product links and all of that, you can add a spotlight and you can do it for your shop, for a location, for business hours, or like for you guys to book like a consultation or something like that. It's a really great feature.
Yeah, no, because I implemented it a while back on my Melrose Michaels, you know, branded account, but it only allowed me to like link to Twitch at that time. I think it was early days. So I didn't know that it had evolved into being a spotlight per se, or that you could incorporate other things. So that's super cool. You taught me something new today, Paige.
Hey, love that.
I wanted to talk a little bit about live streaming on Slushy because this is something, I mean, we're no stranger in this industry to webcamming or live camming or live streaming, whatever you want to categorize it as. But I am excited to see some of the new stuff Slushy's incorporating and how they've built that into their product. Do you want to speak a little bit to that?
Yes. And actually, like I've been working in this space, like in entertainment and as a digital creator for a little over 3 years. And I literally did not do any type of camming or live streaming whatsoever until I came here. And really, to be completely transparent again, I'm doing it because I really believe in this product and it's important for me to test the features, right? So the whole streaming functionality is getting a full facelift. The devs have been working nonstop to get this thing up and running. We're really going to be releasing a lot of different features that I haven't seen anywhere. Kind of similar to how some traditional, like bigger cam sites work, but with more customization available. I don't know how much I can really dig in, but a lot of the pain points that I've found personally, like as somebody who doesn't live stream, right? I'm very much a paywall girl, very, very much. So to be out there like publicly at that level is not really my thing. So what we're working on now is building out new features where you'll be able to create different rooms, right? So the way that you can set up lists, which is way more advanced than any other platform I've seen. Of course, we all are familiar with lists and adding users to this and that. But this breaks down and I mean, you can literally color code in there with like all kinds of different markers. Like, for example, I have a note going on one of my customer accounts and because he is regularly coming into live streams and tipping, like my live stream is color coded with green. And I have some notes in there about that. Like I can invite just that group of guys or users into the live if I want. I can up the price on the room if I want. Like there's a lot of different flexibility without getting into too many details before we actually roll that out. But I believe those updates are coming within this month if I am correct in that. I might be a little off base with time, but they're coming very, very soon. And it's exciting. And I, as somebody who never really live streamed or really didn't, it's not that I didn't see the value, it just wasn't in alignment with what I'm doing. I've jumped on there and I've really had a great time. And oddly enough, and this is just to speak to our creator community and how strong the culture is here, I had a female creator join my live stream the first night that I went live. And I'm sure anybody that's in here that's been on your own and like knows how insane this business can be and how cutthroat it can be sometimes, there was a, I'll be honest, there was a little red flag that went up in my head, like, all right, what are we doing here? Like, can I help you, lady? Like,
yeah. And,
but I'm really like, dude, I'm a girl's girl at the end of the day. Like, so I'm not going to be like ill or, and kick somebody for something like that. But I let her hang out. She started tipping me. She started encouraging everybody in the room to tip. The room picked up tremendously. We had so much fun. Her and I started talking. And that's the other really cool feature here that no other site really allows, other than the, there are some sites that allow you to report other models or creators and to, you know, make negative moves on their account. But I've never seen anything where creators are able to follow each other, where they can DM, they can interact on each other's posts, they can be live streaming when the updates roll out, they'll be able to co-stream too, which is going to be a lot of fun with the way that this community is set up right now, because it's super, super supportive. And I wasn't expecting that. You know, I'm still in touch with that girl. And like, I sent her my link to help her out, like free of charge with any of her growth needs or branding, because I was so impressed. Like, that was definitely one of the things that it was a few weeks ago. And I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm definitely in, because I've never seen anything like that before. It was really cool.
I love that. That's always my favorite experience, is when a creator genuinely shows support, because like, I'm a girl's girl too, and not just for girls, but for everyone. And it's like, I want to be everyone's biggest hype woman. I want to be everyone's biggest supporter. And like, to get that back, it feels still so rare. And I hate that, but I do feel like that's starting to change, which is really exciting.
Yes, it is. And we've definitely built a really strong community. Again, and not to be corny and beat a dead horse here, but truly, I've never seen anything like it, where girls are actually supporting themselves and or supporting each other rather, and engaging on a very high level publicly, and not just to go in there and fish for other people's subscribers. Like, that's not what's happening here. It's actual support. And it's really nice to see. I mean, I've been involved in other in Discord servers on other platforms. And again, it's cutthroat in some of these spaces. It really is. And there's this like, there's this false nicety, you know, where everybody's your best friend until they're not, you know, yeah. And Discord servers can become very, very toxic very quickly. And I'm very impressed with even the CEO and the devs are sitting in the Discord server and answering questions. I've never seen that anywhere before. Mm-hmm. And I know as a creator, I personally really, really appreciate that. And I'd have to assume the rest of the community does as well. And that's why this culture is blooming the way that it is.
Yeah, for sure. I want to switch gears a little bit, because it's, I think to speak as a creator is one thing, but I'm also curious in terms of like working internal, because a lot of the creators that listen to these spaces or have tuned into the education we put out in the past, they've only ever been creators, and they don't get that inside look at what it's like to be a team member behind, you know, internally at these companies, which is something me and you've both experienced. I'm curious what like a day in the life would look like for a slushy team member.
A day in the life for a slushy team member is lots of Slack cuddles, lots of Slack messages, and lots of creator communication. And again, we're super heavy focused on creator feedback. You know, and every other company that I've kind of been with or been involved with or even watched from afar or had friends like you that have had the same experience, I get the same feedback, and I've had the same feeling with most of them, that they're just kind of stagnant. The site is stagnant. The features are stagnant. The culture is stagnant for months and years, if not like decades, as long as they've been around. Because unfortunately, I think a lot of these players, respectfully, have kind of made their money and don't really give a shit, for a lack of better words. And I'm sorry to be so frank. But as somebody that's like sitting in on those daily developer meetings, like where I am watching all of the work that they're putting into updating things and making sure that they're meeting demands and answering all these support tickets and helping the platform to evolve, like, I get to see it firsthand. And I told you how quickly these improvements are actually rolling out. And after like bouncing around from different sites, again, I felt extremely frustrated and stuck. And here, like, I'm very independent. All of us work very independently. David has done a really great job with handpicking this team of people that are able to see what needs to be done, how do we do it, go do it yourself, and come back and tell me the results. And we still work collaboratively. Like I said, there's every morning the devs meet. 3 times a week, the marketing team is on a sync in the afternoon. We're always checking in with each other to see if there's any questions coming up that are blocking us from doing our jobs. So it's a really cohesive team. For me, I'm really focused on a lot of the creator onboarding, some of the newer creators that we're really trying to plug in some extra energy into, which I think is really great. Because if you see a lot of these big platforms, like their main focus is just those huge macro creators. And of course, like everybody wants those macro creators on their site, but there is so much value in the underdog and in the green creator who is hungry and is excited and is up to speed with like what's going on now and is putting in the work. I'll speak for myself as a quote macro creator. There's been plenty of times in my career where I can kind of coast and I don't want to put in that extra work and do the most. I'm not really that hungry sometimes, if I'm being completely honest. Yeah. I've had lots of ups and downs in this business and it's not an easy business to move in. So we're really focused on those new creators, especially like the live streamers. We're really interested. I'm really interested in people that are creating like YouTube content and reaching a really wide audience of not just men, but of women and yeah. that need something like Slushy, you know? So it's definitely very busy a day in the life. We have a lot to do, but it's really cool to be so busy with things that are actually starting to have motion and seeing that there's actual results and it's not just a lot of chit chat in the background. Mm-hmm. We're super busy and I'm definitely on the phone with models all the time and walking them through different features and kind of what I love to do is get one-on-one with people and figure out like what their goals are. Cause there's a lot of different ways that you can earn and monetize on this platform and yeah. not just earn and monetize. You can literally build your business from nothing at all, yeah. which was a shock to me. Like when I first got here, I told you I was so confused. I had to ask so many questions and I reached out to Alice, who does our creator success, like onboarding for new creators. And I was like, hey, why don't you just walk me through as if I were a brand new, fresh creator, never done this before. Show me exactly what you're showing them and I'm going to ask you questions. We dug in for 2 hours and that's where I found like all of these features, all of this stuff that I had no clue was even available. And as I'm getting to know her, she starts telling me, this is the best. She starts telling me her story. She never had a social media account, really. Didn't have a following. Never had any experience as a digital creator in anything adult related. She found Slushy. She started posting regularly. And she built this massive fan base and is highly successful. And she works for the platform now. And I thought that was such a unique story that I was like, okay, there's really something here and I need to learn more. So yeah. it's exciting because it's almost like, not to be corny, but every day there is something new that I'm learning and there's all different kinds of angles for us to really make a change and hopefully help people grow too.
Yeah, I think this is what I found to be really unique about Slushy is that they're really positioning to cater to the newer or smaller creators who want to build success versus a lot of the platforms that we already have or we're all familiar with. They really cater to those top, 1% of creators that bring in majority of the revenue, which makes sense. Like from a business standpoint, I totally get it. It does make sense. You want to funnel your traffic as a platform to the creators who are proving to convert the best. And I get that. It all aligns well with the business model. But there's, 80 or 90% of creators that are small to mid-sized creators that kind of get left out in the cold with no discoverability, no strategy, no education, and a lot of, lack of accessibility to grow their businesses. And I think that Slushy specifically is the one that's going to be there for those creators that actually gives them a fair shot or a level playing field. And I'm excited to see that pan out and that happen at scale. Because if you can take small or new or fresh creators and give them a place where they can succeed, like where there's actual incentive for them to succeed and the deck isn't really stacked against them the same way you might see it on another platform where like maybe their homepage changes by who's making the most sales, or that's very much the live cam model, right? The your positioning on the homepage of a cam site goes up or down depending on how well you're performing, how much money you're bringing to the site. And when you have something like Slushy where you can buy your own ads, or you can have a piece of content potentially go viral because of the algorithm, you get a more fair shot, and that's kind of unseen anywhere else.
Agreed. And I'm actually managing some of those relationships with like newer, quote, I don't even like to say small creators, because these girls are working at such a high level and are so hungry and so enthusiastic. And, you know, we've kind of set up some creator success programs for them, where I coach them one-on-one, kind of the same way that I do in my own consulting business. And I mean, they have my cell phone number, like I call and text with them on a daily basis. Like we kind of go over content strategies and how we can help boost them. And I think that's a really special thing. And I'm really, really enjoying it. Like getting to work with people on that level one-on-one is super refreshing from where I've been. So it's yeah. Really exciting.
I love that. And I'm sure it's really fulfilling and rewarding too, to be able to be one-on-one with creators. I mean, that's what makes, you know, even my work here at SexWorksCO, that's the biggest thing, is like getting that feedback or that tweet from a creator or a review in the shop, or like anything that's like, oh, this thing that you provided really changed my business. Even if it's just like a Twitter thread that we put out that, you know, gave some direction or some strategy behind something, like that is the most rewarding thing. Because in my experience, and I'm speaking strictly for myself, like I had a lot of early success with like the cam space, and then the clip space, and then like the sexting phone operation space, and then the fan site space. I've been lucky overall. Obviously, I hustled, you know, as much as I could to make it happen, but I have a lot of things stacked in my favor. You know, white cis creator, conventionally beautiful. Like these things are in favor of me, and the average creator or a large majority of other creators might not have all those things aligned where they're positioned to succeed in the landscape the way I was able to. But what I've found is like, no matter what platform I've been on or how much money I've been able to make, like the job isn't fulfilling for me. Like I love to create art. I like to put my creations out there. But when I pivoted to SexWorksCO and giving back to the community, that's where I felt very fulfilled. Like that's where I derive meaning from this work personally.
Same. And honestly, I saw your work when I was elsewhere prior to here. And I remember asking about you, because we do have a lot of similarities. We do mm-hmm. have very similar experience. And so, again, thank you so much for having us today, because this has been so much fun getting to know you and like getting to talk on this level with somebody that has similar experience.
Yeah.
I didn't make that connection. If you, we'll chat after this, but if you peek in your DMs at, you know, all of that, you'll probably see a message from me from there. So aww. I was like, damn, I really want to, I've been trying to work something like this out, or it's been my vision to be in a space with you or connect with you at this level for quite some time, because I do see a lot of parallels here. And it's really cool to have this conversation, because I think people need to hear that, like, not everybody is an asshole, excuse my language, but not everybody is an asshole in this business. There are some of us that really do care. And you know what? There are a lot of days that I wake up where I can't care as much as I'd like to, you know, yeah. But I do my very best to show up for people, because, you know, like you said in my intro, there's been a lot of things that have happened to me in this business, both professionally and personally, that thank God I have my background in clinical healthcare, because it's what got me through a lot of it. And that's why I'm so passionate with what I do. And the value is being able to touch creators on a personal level. And listen, I like to screw around and have fun, and I'm very weird, and I say insane stuff on the internet. That's who I am as a person. But I'm also a professional, and I have a bleeding heart for this stuff, because without oversharing, and we can save this for another space, this topic, this industry almost ate me up, like literally almost, it did. It chewed me up and spit me out. I had to basically crawl out of the deepest hole of my life with nobody there to really support me. Nobody yeah. that I felt like understood what it's like being in this position, on top of being a mother and a woman who has my dignity and trying to keep a line in the sand and keep my boundaries. It's not an easy thing to do. And unfortunately, like these platforms have created, like you said, they've created and fostered this environment where it's either you come correct and fall in line with the way that we do things, even if it's outside of your value system, or you're beat, basically. No discoverability, nothing. And I can't, that doesn't jive with me, you know, and that's why this platform is so exciting and why I love where I landed. Thank God.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. And we do, we could probably honestly dedicate a whole space to when and why we both ended up in holes. Cause I have a similar story myself. And it's like I want to give back so strongly to this industry because it gave me quite literally what I believe is everything I have to show for it. Mm. And at the same time, like it almost also cost me a lot.
We can talk all about the holes, baby. Everybody loves to talk about holes in this space. Let's go.
I love that. Well, I guess we should start to wrap this up. I do want to leave on one more note, though. So if there's kind of like a piece of advice maybe you would give to someone who's looking to start their journey just on Slushy specifically, and I guess how they can get the most out of the platform, what would your advice be?
Okay. First piece of advice, do not talk about holes publicly on your profile feed. And I say that to say this product is so different than anything else that I've used. And while other products have marketed themselves as, quote, social media platforms, they are not. This very much is. And I highly, highly suggest that when creators are getting on this platform, or if you're a seasoned creator and you're on the platform, don't worry about what you see other people doing and thinking that you have to do the most and show the most on your feed to get engagement and attention. The way that I am kind of coaching girls and what I'm doing on my page right now is a lot of what's on my feed is pretty similar to, I wouldn't say safe for work necessarily, but that's where that spicy TikTok thing comes in. I have the availability to and the flexibility to put out some content that I know if I were to go and try to post it on Instagram, I'd be taking a hard pause. Like, is this going to be okay? You know, so the biggest thing is really figuring out how to position your content, being mindful of, I mean, don't give everything away. And it's not just on Slushy. Like, I'll say that for any platform. Stop giving everything away. Please, please, I beg of you. There are so many ways to be creative and like build relationships. And that's kind of what version two of the site is evolving into, right? It's the idea is casual connections, real connections, having actual. Yes, there are automations where you can send, you know, automated messages and do all these things like you can on other platforms. But the discoverability and the way that the algorithm is matching users and creators is basically giving you an environment where the right people that are actually going to be interested in you on a personal level are right there for you to chat with one-on-one. And you can monetize in a million different ways on the site. So I think that's like the biggest thing is just being very mindful of how you set your profile up and what your strategy is too. And making sure that your strategy is, even though we are very different than other platforms, as I've been going through this process, I've kind of had to shift my strategy on my other platforms as well, because things need to be cohesive, at least to a certain level where it makes sense and you're not confusing a ton of users, because that can happen too. So I think that's the biggest thing is really being mindful. And again, our onboarding team, Alice, who walks a lot of the new creators through the platform with the features, is incredible with answering questions. Our support team is amazing. There's a million different ways to get in touch with support. We've got a whole Notion build out with all of our terms and FAQs. And we're actually in the process now of building an educational system for more details, like stuff on how to position your content, how to shoot content, like really kind of tailoring it to an individual, but an overall guideline to kind of follow that's essentially like a Slushy Bible. So that's coming soon too.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, thank you again for just doing this and coming on and chatting. I think it gives it a much better view of Slushy from one creator perspective and two, like even new creators perspective. Like you're only 2 months fresh into like navigating and learning the platform, and you're also in touch directly with other creators and their stories. So it's kind of a different perspective to speak with you about this versus like the educational stuff we've done with Slushy in the past. So I really appreciate you coming on and taking the time. And if you could just plug like your socials and Slushy socials so everyone can go follow.
All right. I will. I mean, my personal is sitting here as a listener. I'm Paige Mays everywhere. Same everywhere. Same on Slushy. But everybody should definitely go and check out slushy.com. And if anybody is interested in signing up as a creator, I'm going to tweet right now so that people can join and sign up with the referral link. Oh, before I forget, because I didn't touch on this before with the features and like what makes it unique. This is definitely one of the things that really sold me when I came on here. So we all know and are familiar with like referral programs, right? Where you're sending a creator to start earning on the site and you get a percentage of that or however it works per platform. Slushy has an affiliate program. So if you're going to share your link, let's say on X, where it is acceptable mostly to share off platform links, it's pretty difficult in any space now. If you're sharing that affiliate link, every user that comes to the site and makes a transaction, those transactions, there's a percentage of that is added to your balance as an affiliate. I've never seen that done anywhere else on a platform. It's very incentivizing, especially for like the, you know, to touch on the macro creators. That's a really good selling point for somebody that has a big following elsewhere, because I haven't seen that at another platform.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're all about the affiliate revenue here. One of our other sponsors is Fans Revenue, who build out these incredible affiliate opportunities for creators. And we can't talk enough about diversifying your income, especially into something like affiliates, because it's a whole nother ball game. And it gives you something sustainable long term that, you know, it's hard to come by these days. So absolutely.
Definitely. And again, there's a lot of things that are coming in the next few months. Some of the features that we don't currently have that other sites have that have been pain points, like those are rolling out as we speak. The really exciting thing for me, though, like I've got a pretty exciting and wide network of creators that when I first got started in this space, like I looked up to these girls and was like, all right, asking them questions. What do I do here? And I've fostered some really beautiful relationships with them. And being able to kind of show them what this product can do and explain the difference as well, like with the affiliate link, with all of these discoverability features, it really has set it apart for me. And it's been so much fun onboarding people into something that's new, even though I understand learning something new can be challenging.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult. And we're here to support you guys in literally any way that we can. And thank you for having us. This was so much fun. And it is cool to get like a refreshing, different kind of perspective here and change the tone. And I am more than happy to come and join you and dig into other topics and even get a little bit more personal with our experience too, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm so open. That would be amazing. I love that. Well, thank you. Thank you again. I'm going to start to wrap this up for everyone listening. But make sure you go check out Slushy. Make sure you follow Paige Mays. I'm sure this won't be the last time we speak to her or have her on. And you guys will definitely be hearing more about Slushy with some of these other collab ideas that we're working on. Like I said, we were given some creative freedom and we're stoked about the opportunity to do some cool stuff. So as we begin to wrap up this space, I would love to invite anyone listening to please feel free to follow, give us a follow, check the tweets, use Paige's referral link if you can, and get signed up on Slushy if you haven't already. As a lot of you have seen, we've begun putting out new content over on our YouTube channel. So if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so. It's youtube.com/SWCEO. And then just make sure that you have our notifications turned on so you never miss a course. Our latest video, we talk about Fans Revenue's groundbreaking OF offers and other affiliate offers that they have. So if you haven't seen that, make sure you go take a peek. It could change the entire way you run your affiliate business. And we're so proud to have them as our sponsor. The Sexbook CEO also wants to talk to you about our Telegram bot. If you haven't seen that already, we've just released a Telegram bot a few months back that gives you adult content inspiration and all the captions you need for your feed, PPV locked messages, clip stores, etc. These ideas are researched to be trendy and highly desirable for what fans are currently seeking. And then the captions are optimized with calls to action to increase your earning and unlock potential with every single one. The Telegram bot pushes your daily dose of inspiration to your phone every day around 10 a.m. Central Standard Time so that you no longer have to waste your time researching, planning, or coming up with ideas for the captions. The bot takes care of all of it. And if you're not a Telegram user, we also have PDF downloadable versions of the content inspo and captions. You can find that over on our website, sexworkceo.com/shop. Recently launched that part of our shop so that you had the content inspo and captions from the Telegram bot, but we also have additional downloads there as well, like unlocked sales scripts, sales objection scripts to help you kind of close the deal with fans and PPVs. And if you want to get a taste of what we offer there without spending a single penny, there are completely free PDF downloads waiting for you as well. So head on over to our shop, sexworkceo.com/shop after this space if you are interested. I do want to take this moment and remind you all listening about my other company, SWR Data, in case you're not yet familiar. SWR Data is on a mission to survey adult creators like you, and we want to hear your feedback about the challenges you face and how the adult industry can better serve your needs. Our goal is to collect your experiences, opinions, and observations about the current state of the adult industry. And then we will use this data to advocate for necessary changes to make it a better place for us, the creators. The reality is a lot of the people in power have never been creators, so they just simply don't have the lens to know what our needs are, and SWR Data is hoping to become that lens. However, we can't do it alone, so for that reason, we're inviting any creator willing to participate in our qualifying survey, which helps us understand your expertise as a creator. So by taking that survey, you can then start participating in future paid surveys, with our ultimate aim for the CEO squad to have an additional income stream through SWR Data's surveys alone. Your experience as a creator is valuable, and we think it's about time you got paid for it. Lastly, but most importantly, I want to emphasize all of the information we put out here is free because we believe in this idea that the more financially successful creators are, the more resources we'll have as a community to do things like lobby Congress, impact policy, organize, and more. So if you found value in the content you heard here today or the tweets that we've put out, please, please, please consider sharing it to make this journey easier for one of your own adult creator friends. Our only ask is that you retweet and share our stuff with as many people as humanly possible. So thank you so much in advance. This is going to bring us to the end of today's Twitter space. Thank you everyone who joined and stuck with us. Remember that all of these get turned into blog posts and are available over on sexworkceo.com. So just head over there to see anything you want to reflect on or review. And thanks again for joining me, CEO Squad. I will see you 1 week from now.
It would be absolutely incredible if you rated this podcast 5 stars and left a little review. We want to get this podcast to as many adult creators as possible, and you taking a second to leave a couple stars and a review really helps us do that. Thanks so much.